Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. Sibonge the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Siphinde sibingelele abalaleli be-Radio Pulpit ngegama likaJesu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi kumaviki aphelile besikhuluma ngomoya oyingcwele ngoba ngenyanga ephelile sithola ukuthi besi-commemorator the day of Pentecost. Sakhuluma ke ukuthi Pentecost it's after 50 days. Manje sisaqhubeka bangcwele ngomsebenzi kamoya oyingcwele. Ngoba umoya engcwele into ebalulekile ngendlela emangalisayo. Uyena osisizayo ezintweni eziningi esidlula kuzo. Uma sivelele izinto ezibuhlungu, he is our comforter. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi sibheke uJesu Kristu. Uma banikeza Matthew 28, delegator kithi ukuthi lapha ngizofunda Matthew chapter 28 from verse 16. Lithi leli lizwi lapho. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Siyalibonga izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje lana bangcwele siyayibona uJesu udelegator iauthority yokuthi abafundi mabahambe bayokwenza abafundi kwezinye izizwe. Ngani ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi uma uJesu Kristu eya ngelanga bezodla isidlo kwaba khona umkhuleko awenza nabafundi bakhe kwaba khona nalapho ekhulekela nabazoza. Uma ethi lapha ku-Luke John chapter 17 emkhulekweni wakhe, "What my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through the message, that all of them may be one." Manje sakhulekelo ngalelo langa that Thursday, the Holy Thursday before Gethsemane. Wathi make khuleka wathi, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray for those who will believe in me through the message, that all of them may be one." Manje lana ukhulekile uJesu, and at the same time make sevuka kwabafileyo uJesu uthi, "Authority I've been given," ukuthi manje nginike authority emhlabeni nasezulwini. Wathi ke manje, "Hambani nokwenza abafundi ezizweni zonke." Siyakhumbula ukuthi previously uJesu Kristu kukhona izinto wayengazenzi nezinye izizwe. Ngani lithi wayezele u-Israyeli. Kodwa ithema kefa evuka kwabafileyo, wayefele izizwe zonke. Uyiko lokho athi hambani ke manje nezizweni zonke niyokwenza abafundi kuzo zonke izizwe. Why? Because siyathola ukuthi encwadi kaGenesis chapter 3 ukuthi uJesu Kristu ngokufa kwakhe esiphambanweni wenza ukuthi bangcwele sithole ibusiso zika-Abraham siyabantu bezizwe. Ngoba lithi lapha kuGenesis chapter 3 kuverse 12 khona lithi, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Curse is everyone who is hanged on the tree." He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. siyabona ke bangcwele ukuthi lana kwenzakalani manje uJesu Kristo lana ke manje ngani ngoba sekefe esiphambanweni wavuka manje uthi igunya sengilinikeziwe ezulwini nasemhlabeni ukuthi manje kungahanjwa yokwenza abafundi kuzo zonke izizwe azilize lithi ngoba lento kaKristu is everyone is angle of the three sithole ikuDeuteronomy chapter 28 ukuthi umuntu wayethi Deuteronomy chapter ukuthi umuntu wayethi makonile ahamba yobethelelwa in a public no Jesu kwakudinge ukuthi afe kwi public ngekufa esiphambanweni reason uSathane wayezama ukumlinga ukuthi ayilahlele phansi wayazi umsebenzi wesiphambano ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani so wayifuna uJesu afe before time and afe ngendlela uNkulunkulu angayibekanga ngani ngoba uma ngabe uJesu wafa ngenye indlela kusho ukuthi thina abezizwe would not be redeemed ukuze manje seke siridimile we became the children of Abraham ukuinherita izinto zikabantwana zika Abraham njengoba uNkulunkulu wathembisa ukuthi uAbraham will be the father of the nations manje singena nathi ukuba abantwana bakaAbraham ngenxa kaJesu Kristo into ayenzile esiphambanweni manje sekethi ke manje sekevuka kwabafileyo uthi authority I've been given ezulwini nasemhlabeni hambani ke manje nokwenza abafundi ezizweni zonke uyazi kumnandi esayisho lento uthi all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me therefore go and make the disciple to all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father the Son and the Holy Spirit and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you and surely I am with you always until the very end manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sibona ke manje bangcwele kuba yilanga ke manje le Pentecost njengoba besikhuluma ngayo ukuthi bahamba bayolinda but this authority uJesu Kristu bese ikhiphile kodwa manje lapha kuzenzo chapter 1 uverse 8 wakhona uJesu Kristu uyethembisa uthi but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you'll be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. What delegate authority? But at the same time, lo authority engena power. Kwakudingeka ukuthi kube ne power kamoya ingcwele. Uyabona may describe le power kuthiwa it's a dynamis power. Uyabona i dynamite le a dynamite it's a dynamite power. Manje kwaku delegate authority but bengenamandla ngani ngoba umoya ongcwele bengekafiki. That is why athi kuze nikwazi ukuyenza lento you've got to wait for the Holy Spirit ekuyona ezosebenza through nina. Manje yiko lokhu sibona lapha kuzenzo chapter 1 kuverse 8 ethi lindani umoya ongcwele. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi naku 2 Corinthians sakhuluma ngayo indaba kamoya engcwele masibheka lapha yana ukuthi ku Acts chapter 13 lapha sesikhuluma ke manje umoya engcwele sekayasebenza ke manje nangu umpostoli Paul naye uye waba convicted angithi wamamukela uJesu siyayikhumbula indaba kaumpostoli Paul angeke sibuyele kuyo but manje siyabona lana kwizenzo Senzo chapter 13 ukuthi umoya ongcwele operator kanjani phakathi ebandleni bangcwele ngani ngoba uma uzalwa kabusha umoya ongcwele bangcwele uzokulidela ebandleni uma sibheka naye umpostoli Paul after convictiwe wamlidela kuAnanias ukuthi manje uAnanias amlidele ebandleni ngoba uNkulunkulu akakwazi ukusebenza outside ibandla usebenza ebandleni uNkulunkulu usebenza ngebandla uNkulunkulu mayiko lokhu nezwi kaNkulunkulu lithi lingakudeleli ukuhlanganyela ngoba uNkulunkulu angeke asebenze nathi as individually as in the Old Testament wayisebenza as individually nakuba prophet wayimthatha noma kukuphe yedwa but manje usebenza ngebandla ngani ngoba no Jesu Kristu wathembisa what I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it manje ibandla umoya ongcwele usebenza ngebandla usebenza ebandleni the body of Christ mangikhuluma ngebandla ngikhuluma ngebandla body of Christ. Manje nangumoya ongcwele sekayasebenza bangcwele. Nangumphostoli uPaul naye sekemtholile uJesu. Siyabona lapha kuzenzo chapter 13 uma umoya ongcwele operator lithi lana in the church of Antioch. There were prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon called Nika, Lucius of Cyrene, Mania, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent off. Siyabona ke bangcwele ukuthi azange baziphumele. Kwakudingeka ukuthi umoya ongcwele kube uyena othi ngiyababona bayasebenza. Kodwa kukhona umsebenzi mina engibabizele ukuthi bawenze. Manje lithi babe fastile bekhuleka abangcwele. And siyabona ukuthi nalabo base-Africa bebekhona. Njengoba sibonile nalapha sifunda kuzenzo chapter 2 ukuthi mawehle umoya ongcwele, babekhona nalabo base-Sayirini. Nangalesa sikhathi uJesu ephethe isiphambano, wayekhona wase-Africa owamthwalisa. Nalaba ngcwele, uma bemthumela umphostoli uPawuli, babekhona ngoba lithi in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and the teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Nika, Lucius of Cyrene. Sayibona ke bangcwele. Manje ngisikhuluma ke ngomoya ongcwele ukuthi wasebenza manje usebenza ngezizwe. Ngezizwe akasasebenzi isizwe esisodwa. Akasasebenzi umuntu oyedwa, usebenza ngebandla. Manje uthumela ke manje sebefastile ukuthi hlukanisane uBarnabas noSaul uthi ngomsebenzi mina engimbizele wona. Manje asibizwa ngabantu, asizibizi thina, kodwa sibizwa ngumoya ongcwele ukuthi uyazi umsebenzi uNkulunkulu asibizele wona ukuthi siwenze uma simamukele uJesu. Sometimes siye sifune bangcwele ukwenza imisebenzi yabanye abantu ngoba siba kuthiwani siba admirer, and sometimes sikompete nabo sifuna ukwenza izinto ezibizwele abanye abantu singabheki ukuthi umoya ongcwele thina usibizeleni ukuthi senzeni. Let me say this morning, uma ngabe wenza into engaseyakho, there's no grace there. Ngani? Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela kuba Efese nakuma Romans ukuthi there is a grace uNkulunkulu ayithelayo to each one of us. Uma esinikeza umsebenzi, kufana nemoto bangcwele, uma uzohamba ngayo udinga i-diesel, udinga i-petrol. Kufana nathi masizokwenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, kudinga amandla athile, kudinga i-grace kaNkulunkulu. That is why abanye abantu baye bamangala ukuthi ubekezela kanjani kwisimo esinje. Ubekezela ngoba une-grace yakhona. And le grace bangcwele lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu angikhulumi ngaleyo nsindiso, the saving grace. Ngikhuluma the saving grace, le esiseva ngayo uNkulunkulu, ngoba simseva ngegrace yakhe, hayi ngamandla ethu. Manje uma sibheka ke bangcwele, sithola ukuthi uyamthumela uthi kulaba barizizeni for umsebenzi mina engibabizele wona. Hayi bayahamba ke bangcwele, sebehamba bayewenza lo msebenzi mayela sebeloku beshumayela bangcwele. Siyayithola kwizenzo chapter 16 ekuverse 6 yakhona lithi leli lizwi malifundeka, Paul and his companionship traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, have been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Bavele bona baphuma benza baze bagcina befuna ukuya naseMongolia, Asia. But umoya ongcwele wathi no, akakabilanga inibizele khona. Hambani, wathi umoya ongcwele akakabilanga inibizele khona. Ngoba siyabona la lithi umoya ongcwele wabanqabela ukuthi baye lapho. Ngoba isikhathi sakhona sasingekafiki. Ngani? Ngoba siyabona uthe uJesu Kristo lapha, calana eJerusalem, niye Judea, niye Samaria, then the uttermost. Bona bebefuna ukuyoqala the uttermost, bangayi ngendlela uJesu Kristo ayibeke ngakhona. Manje uma sibheka ichubeka lithi when they came in the border of Masia. They tried to enter Batania, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Uyabona khona ezinye izinto ofuna ukuzenzela zona zingenzeki bese ubo uyabhinda uyabopha uthi uSathane kanti umoya engcwele sometimes akusisikhathi sayo lento or akusiyinto afuna ukuthi uyenze ngani ngoba una-anointing yakhona awunogcobo lwakhona awuna-grace yakhona or akakabi isikhathi sakhona manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibona naku lapha maliqhubeka lithi the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to bese kuvesi 8 wakhona lithi, so they passed by Masia and went down to Trios. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen this vision, we got ready at once to leave to Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. Manje siyabona ukuthi umoya ongcwele osguidayo way to go and lapho siyakhumbula ukuthi uma befika bazama ukungena kuma synagogue kodwa ithe mabebona ukuthi ngathi abakokwazi ukupenetrate lithi baya ngasemfuleni la kokukhona babomama babekhonza mabefika bayoshumayela ivangeli kulabo mama and omunye wabo kwaku Lydia a very wealthy woman owayedila nge-purple silk lithi uyena unkulunkulu wavula izwi lakhe lafika wamamukela ujesu wathi kubo ngicela ukuthi-ke ningabi sahamba ngicela niyohlalela endlini yami or waba-accommodator bakwazi ukuspreada leli vangeli she was the first woman owabhabhadiswa kuleyo ndawo manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele sikhuluma ngalo moya oyingcwele ukuthi umoya oyingcwele namhlanje siyamkhipha emabandleni senza ama-programu ethu uma kungenzeki ngale ndlela sibone ukuthi akwenza kangakahle ngoba umoya oyingcwele uma kasefikile ngesinye isikhathi iprogramu yethu iyayishintsha njengoba sibonile nabo i-itinerary yabo uye wayishintsha wathi not le mina ngisho le manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ke siyabonga ukuthi umoya ingcwele make fika kukhona abangcwele izinto azenzayo ekufanele ukuthi simlalele ngoba namhlanje akasalalele umoya ingcwele siya ngokuthi thina senza kanje kuleli bandla senza kanje mina ngenza kanje kwenziwa kanje akenzanga kahle manje sesimvalela ngaphandle that is why namhlanje ubona sometimes ngathi aka operating ngendlela owaye operate ngayo ko Peter awo Peter mabe ula abantu baphile ngeyithunzi zabo kungoba namhlanje siyamlimitha umoya engcwele abanye bazo bayofuna basebenze njengo Simeon owathi makabona boPoli benza izinto ngalomoya engcwele wafuna ukuthenga namhlanje kukhona abathi bahamba bayothenga kukhona abanye bangcwele abaze bacabangela ukuthi into nayo bangayithatha bayisebenzise benga-understand ukuthi le nto akusiyona yethu ekamoya oyingcwele uyabona ufesi understanda izipho zikamoya oyingcwele besizo-understand ukuthi bekungeke sikhompithe ngani ngoba into kamoya oyingcwele akuseyethu it's for the body of Christ eyethu sonke la unkulunkulu umuntu amsebenzisa khona eyethu sonke manje ekuseni namhlanje sikhuluma ngomoya engcwele ukubaluleka kwakhe ukuthi kufanele sibe ne-relationship naye sim-understande sizwe ne-voice yakhe kodwa uma ungena ongamamukelanga uJesu angeke ukhona ukuzwa iphimbo lakhe and at the same time when you are not led by the Holy Spirit you won't be able to hear ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela even nakuncwadi yezenzo lapha kuchapter 8 lithi sometimes we do not know what to pray for but the Holy Spirit in us he made the utterance sikwazi ukukhuleka ngesinye isikhathi awazi ukuthi ngingathini but you want to pray you want to pray it is the Holy Spirit ozokhuleka through wena ekuseni kwanamhlanje manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele ubalulekile umoya ingcwele empilweni zethu ukuthi asipha amandla okwenza konke esikwenzayo sikhulumile ukuthi usipha amandla khona izinto ezisibophile usipha amandla ukuthi sikhululeka lapha ku-2 Timothy 1 kuverse 7 isitshela nge-character of the Spirit that he came down ngelanga le-Pentecost and lithi uma likhuluma le nto lithi uPaul kuTimothy it is not the spirit of timidity but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of self-control. Akusi umoya ogesaba lo. Uyabona kukhona le moya abasabisa ngayo bathi umoya engcwele bathi uma ungenzanga kanje uzofa uma ungenzanga kanje into ethile ngeke yenzeke. This is not the kind of the Holy Spirit esikhuluma ngayo ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, that Holy Spirit gives us the power and the ability and the capability and the fruitfulness and the love and the bond of perfection and the fruit of the spirit, which is self-control. Ongeke uNkulunkulu sesivala bangcwele uza sipha amandla umoya ongcwele sibe nayo ngempela a self-control. In Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.